pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Heavenly Father, let us extend our thoughts in union as we work to enrich the lives of our residents. Let our deliberations be free of rancor and filled with the concern of others rather than ourselves. Let us plan beyond the obvious that we might protect our neighbor from the unintended consequences of the shallow thought. Let us remember that we are the people's servant, not they ours. Let us proceed in peace. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. All right, good evening. I would like to call tonight's adjourned June meeting for August 6th, 2019 at 6 p.m. to order. Roll call, please.
Ms. Sussman?
Present.
Ms. Flowers?
Present.
Mr. Gangler?
Here.
Mr. Giles?
Here.
Ms. Gilmore?
Here.
Mr. Greider?
Here.
Ms. Hendricks?
Here.
Mr. Kellogg?
He will not be here.
Mr. Prochaska?
Here.
Ms. Vickers?
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. With a quorum being present, may I have a motion as to the agenda?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve the agenda with the following changes. 11B2 to be postponed to the next county board meeting. 11C1 to be postponed to the next county board meeting. 14 under item 14, the term for Bill Ashton Regional Plan Commission changed from 5 to 3. And also under 14, the name Ed Budd be corrected to Ed Bug with 2 G's.
Thank you for your motion. Yes.
Valerie said that Bill Ashton should have been a from 5 year to 3 year too.
That's what he said.
Did you say that too? Okay.
Second.
Thank you. Seconded by Hendricks. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Any special recognition? Thank you. Public comment. Come on up, and you have 5 minutes. And state your name for the record.
Jim Williams is my name, Boulder Hill resident. And most of you have seen me already at this meeting and other meetings, too. In hindsight, I wish I would have recorded the first meeting that I came to here so I could play it every time instead of repeating myself so many times. My issue is with the building and zoning violations in Boulder Hill. This is going on 4 years. I've been coming to some of these meetings. I go to the building and zoning meetings, Oswego Township meetings, and the Boulder Hill Neighborhood Watch meetings. And this is just a reoccurring problem that's, I don't see any resolve really coming to this. This is the current list from January to July 11th on issues of building and zoning. In Kendall County, there are 90 on this list. 66 are Boulder Hill issues. Since there's really no enforcement on the violations in Boulder Hill, these things are so reoccurring. Some of these, Brian Holderman goes through, he looks at where the citation is, the address and such. And if on that day he goes by and that violation is gone, the boat, camper, RV, whatever the situation is gone, then it's signed off as closed. The next day, that same person that has a violation may bring it back. It may have been for repair. It may have been on vacation. It's brought back on the property, and we have to start this whole process over again from citation one. Oswego Township with Brian LeClerc has a whole different policy. Our only saving grace is that we can get Brian LeClerc, since they're moving their offices up to the old medical building on Boulder Hill Pass, and he's all in favor of getting Boulder Hill under the same rules as the Oswego Township in Oswego, where they have fine increments being placed on issues that's being done, and not this repeated thing where the first one goes right back and has to be done again. I've got two properties in the hill, reoccurring issues at both of them. My personal property is on the corner of Ridgefield and Old Post Road. There are 20 homes in the Boulder Hill property, and then it turns into Oswego with the other residents there. I have filed personally six complaints with building and zoning violations just on my street. Out of 20 homes, six. One of them is reoccurring. The other ones have been taken care of. One of them has been going on for 3 years. That person was at the building and zoning meeting one time and expressed their reasons why this was done and that. They had a stack of pictures for some of you that were at that meeting. There's only a couple of you here I see that are in building and zoning. They pled their case. Everything that they had photos of was internal, rebuilding, new kitchens and all that stuff. That camper has been on that driveway for 3 years. In the winter time, he puts it in the garage, gets signed off as closed. March, it comes right back out. It's been there ever since March. He did just use it for a week. And I don't know if Brian went around and closed it off, but it's back again. And that's the same thing with my other property with boats and campers and other stuff. Until there's rules and regulations and some discipline action taken, Brian does what he can. He's been given authority to cite on visual now with junk and debris in the yards and inoperable vehicles. Inoperable vehicles and the definition that you people have is totally different than what Oswego has. Oswego, you have to have valid plates on the car. Boulder Hill, you don't. You don't need plates on the car. As long as that car engine turns, you put it in gear, it goes forward, it goes reverse, it's an operable vehicle, it's closed off as not being a violation anymore. We get junk cars collecting.
4 years.
Eric Weiss, I've talked to him after these meetings and at the Boulder Hill meetings. He is a strong advocate from what I get from talking to him on getting Boulder Hill cleaned up. And he told me that had you guys brought the boats, campers, RVs, those issues to him prior instead of the inoperable vehicles and the junk and debris, that would have been the easiest of all of them and the best one with 66 violations. He could have taken care of that much quicker. You give him, he hasn't even got that one yet, so I don't know when you're going to bring that one to him. But us residents in Boulder Hill, we keep driving by seeing this same stuff. And
that's my time.
Time's up. Thank you. Any other public comment? Thank you. May I have a motion to approve the consent agenda as written?
So moved.
Motion by Hendricks.
Second.
Seconded by Sesich for approval of the consent agenda, which consists of approval of county board minutes from July 2nd, 2019, standing committee minutes approval, approval of claims in an amount not to exceed $971,692.29, and grand juror July 2019 claims in an amount not to exceed $1,491.96, approval of the Chicago HIDA Investigative Support Center co-manager service contract with Kendall County as a fiduciary agent effective August 21, 2019, through August 20th, 2021, in the amount of $117,838, and approval of Chicago HIDA Security Officer and Facility Manager Service Contract with Kendall County as a fiduciary agent effective August 6, 2019, through August 5th, 2020, at $30 per hour and will not exceed $61,800 annually. Roll call, please.
Ms. Sesich?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
All ayes. Thank you. Old business? New business? May I have a motion to approve setting the salary for Kendall County Public Defender in amount of $156,370.29 effective July 1st of 2019?
So moved.
Motion by Sesich, seconded by Flowers. And this is something we are required to do by law. We have to pay the public defender 90% of the state's attorney's salary. Is there anything else, Scott, as to that?
Nope. I believe that this item came over from this recommended from the state's attorney's office. And the state's attorney's salary is set by the state of Illinois. And then the public defender's salary has to be at least 90% of that. And that is set by the county board.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sesich?
Yes.
Thank you. All ayes. No need for executive session. Standing committee reports, administration, human resources, and revenue, GIS. Ms. Flowers. Did you change the name on that?
It's in the board rules.
I want to make a motion to approve the updated technology services 5-year plan.
Second.
Motion by Flowers, seconded by Sesage. Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sesage?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Thank you. All ayes.
Motion to approve the GIS department purchase of a 95-hour support block from GIS, Inc. in an amount not to exceed $15,000.
Second.
Motion by Flowers, seconded by Hendricks. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sesage?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
All ayes. Thank you.
And a motion to approve the contract with Amazon Web Services.
Second.
Motion by Ms. Flowers, seconded by Ms. Hendricks. Any discussion? Roll call.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sesage?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Jacks?
Yes.
Motion carries. All ayes. Thank you. Finance Committee, Mr. Prochaska.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion for an approval of an ordinance authorizing the issuance of general obligation refunding bonds, alternative revenue source, Series 2019A and Series 2019B, for the purpose of refunding the outstanding general obligation bonds, alternative revenue source, Series 2010 and Series 2011.
Second.
Motion by Prochaska, seconded by Sesage. Any discussion? Mr. Keppel.
Yeah, Anthony Masella here from Spear Financial. If there's any questions from any members of the board about the refinancing.
Thank you. You want to come up and let us know how things are going?
Yeah, absolutely. So timing is everything. When we last spoke in June about starting these refinancings, the 10-year treasury was a 210. Today, 1.716%, so 38 basis point improvements from when we started this process to when we priced. What happened yesterday in the market significantly helped us. The market had been trending downward anyway, but that helped quite a bit. So that said, let me get into the numbers. We priced two series of bonds today, the 2019A and 2019B bonds. 2019A was a refunding of the county's 2010 bonds. I think when we first spoke, we were looking at savings of about $20,000 to $25,000 per year. Final savings was just over $140,000, or about an average of an average of about $45,000 to $48,000 per year for those 3 years. So very significant savings. Present value was just over $138,000 to the county today, or 4.134%. Very, very attractive. Priced the series 2019B, and this was a refunding of the county's 2011 bonds. These bonds went out a little bit longer, and when we first spoke, we were looking at just about $5,000 to $10,000 in annual savings each year, and we've got about $25,000 in annual savings. So really fantastic results. Saved over $333,000 in total debt service savings. On a present value basis, that was worth $291,979. Percent PV savings was very impressive at 9.668% PV savings.
That's excellent.
Overall, like I said, timing really could not have been better. These things do take some time to come to fruition with getting a rating, preparing an official statement, and selling the issue. So it helps when the market moves in our favor during that period. As part of this process, these were publicly offered issues, and as part of that, we get a bond rating, and I'm happy to report that the county's bond rating was affirmed at AA. So great news to share that there's no change in the bond rating, and solid financial results and economic picture led to that rating.
That's right.
Awesome.
Happy to answer any questions about the refunding. Keep it short and sweet, but everything worked out really, really well today.
Yeah, thank you for the great news. It's good for Kendall County and for our taxpayers. So.
Absolutely.
timing worked out. Any other questions, comments? All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for coming out. Did you have something for us? Or
There's some bond purchase agreements to execute.
Okay.
And that'll be it.
Great. All right. There's a motion and a second. Roll call.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sessich?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Present.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
All right. Motion carries 801. Juvenile Justice Council, Judy?
No report.
UCCI, other state associations, Matthew?
Mr. Chairman, the United Counties Council did have its July conference. The conference and education seminar went very well. The next meeting of the United Counties Council will be in September with our October fall education seminar going to be, I believe, the third weekend of October. Other than that, with the other state associations, the ISACO Large County Board Caucus will meet next week, and that should do it.
Thank you. Board of Health, Mr. Giles?
No report, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. KenCom Executive Board, Mr. Prochaska?
KenCom Executive Board, they canceled their last meeting. Next meeting will probably be, hopefully, later this month.
Okay. Other business?
I have something, actually.
Ms. Sessich.
Audra and I actually attended the IACBM seminar on cannabis and the recreational adult use legalization, I guess. So it was very informative. I have some information here. We also have a website where we can print out some information that they had for the PowerPoint presentation, so if anybody needs any of that. I thought it was great. I don't know. I know
it was very thorough. Yes. It was,
you know, 4 hours of just talking about weed and what some of the problems are in you know, regulating that and policing it per, you know, community. There is an opt-out option, and I know there will be probably committees talking about that, but I hope that we as a board will actually make that decision when that, you know, comes to a vote. So. It would be silly not to take the revenue. I know some communities are opting out. I don't know why you would do that, especially when we complain about taxes being so high, but I guess they're giving that option to do so. So at least would hope that we all have discussions about it before that decision is made.
Well, yes, those are all really good points that I would have made as well. And the other one that is a little bit more on the horizon-ish that you, it's less intuitive, that we should expect is that because there will be a shortage, given that Illinois has a 50 million tourist a year tourism business already, and that is before the recreational marijuana tourism comes in, what's happened in other states is there's been severe shortages, which actually boosts the black market. It actually sort of creates a black market because there's such shortages of it legally. And so one of the things that concerns me is that communities that opt out are creating a vacuum for what is going to be a shortage recreational. And nature doesn't like a vacuum, and neither do criminals. They'll fill that void. So I think it's important to think very, very carefully, both from a very pragmatic revenue point of view, which it's irresponsible to opt out of hand because there's two layers of revenue. One comes from the state, and that amount is quite divvied up. It would be unrealistic to expect that to be huge amounts of money. But the local revenue that's generated in addition to that, in my opinion, is going to be needed because there will be issues that come with that. And we need the revenue to pay for what will be a little unsteady over the first couple of years. If what bears out in other states holds true here. And it should be noted that those other states didn't have that degree of tourism. So I think from a pragmatic point of view, it'd be seriously irresponsible to opt out of the revenue that we're going to need.
Want to thank you both for attending and for your comments. And I signed a letter to the governor today asking him to keep the funding for counties as it is. There's been some talk about the veto session that there might be changes to that. And, you know, if we do stay in as a county, and we do have that option to opt out, if we do stay in, we will want to make sure that it's maximized at the county level. Counties have the judiciary, we have the health department, we have the sheriff's office. We have many departments that are affected, so it would make sense to keep that higher match in.
Well, and Ms. Hendricks isn't wrong. It would be irresponsible to opt out, and because we will still have the issues, because in this state it will be legal. And so if you want the revenue to deal with some of those issues, then it would be silly to opt out of that. You know, these communities that are opting out, you know, I think the hypocrisy surrounding it is huge. I mean, we have legalized gambling. We have opioids that we sell in pharmacies. We've got alcohol, cigarettes. So to me, it's just hypocrisy-laced moral outrage, and I think it's silly. So.
But also, because I know there's people from both sides, the state recognizes, the legislature recognizes that bill is highly imperfect, and that, and really expects us all to understand that we should expect trailer bills to be coming.
Sure.
So if you know there's any issues that we might want to put our lobbyist on, we should maybe pay attention to those trailer bills.
This is going.
Also, one more point. Lest the news inflame incorrectly worries about medicinal marijuana, its taxation rate remains where it's at, mm-hmm. as all prescriptions do.
Thank you. Chairman's report. May I have a motion to approve the following appointments. Richard Thompson, Zoning Board of Appeals, 5-year term. Reappointment, Nelson Moe, Big Slough, Drainage District, 5-year term. Bill Ashton, Regional Plan Commission, 3-year term. Frank Carino III, Public Aid Appeals Commission, 3-year term. Heather Hadris, Workforce Development Board, 2-year term. Rich Healy, Workforce Development Board, 2-year term. Robin Vickers, 2020 Census Complete Count Commission, expiring September 2020. Ed Bug, Alderman from Aurora, 2020 Census Complete Count Commission, expiring September of 2020. Christina Burns, 2020 Census Count Complete Commission. Census Complete Count Commission expires September 2020. Scott Gengler, 2020 Census Complete Count Commission expiring September 2020. Scott Greider, 2020 Census Complete Count Commission expiring September 2020. And Dave Hammond, Regional Plan Commission for Big Grove Township, 3-year term expiring August 2022. I'll make that a motion.
Second
by Flowers. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you. Public comment? Oh, sorry, Mr.
Chairman, you wanted Temple to discuss the August 20th board meeting under Chairman's report.
We would like to move the August 20th meeting to August 27th, if that works. I talked to a handful of you before. So we'll have to do a special meeting form for that. And so we'll send that around afterwards.
Did it seem to work for everybody?
Everybody that I spoke to. Is there anybody that has a big objection to the 27th? Tony or Audra?
So we're canceling the 20th, special meeting the 27th.
Okay. Yeah.
9 a.m.
Liz, is it
right? 9 a.m. on the 27th?
Yeah.
I'll see if I can work it out.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Questions from the press?
Will that change the call then? No?
No. That'll still be 15th.
Yes, sir. That's all. Thank
okay.
you.
We have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Oh. Do you want to come up under public comment?
Really. I just don't know how this works. I've never been.
Yeah. Before. Our public comment section, and you have 5 minutes to say anything you'd like.
So but you don't answer any questions that people ask you?
We don't.
No.
Not during that time.
Not during the meeting.
So then when do you find out your answer?
Either afterwards, or I'll have Scott Keppel, who's the county administrator, can follow up with you.
Okay. I don't have a question for you.
Okay.
But I just want to know how that works.
Yeah.
He asked a lot of questions. And
right.
Nothing.
Did we do the motion to adjourn?
Yes.
All right.
We did?
Okay.
I'll motion to adjourn.
Motion by Sessage, second by Giles. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, we are adjourned.
I think we all moved.
Yeah.
There was no.